more.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 11th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the wind chill is 32 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Emporia police continue their investigation into a structure fire near downtown Emporia. Julio Flores has more.
Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis has confirmed officers and Emporia firefighters were dispatched to 825 Congress at 4 a.m. After about 15 minutes of investigating, Emporia Fire noted light smoke in the apartment home's second floor and ventilated that space. Meanwhile, Mattis says officers have been involved after reports of a Molotov cocktail or other incendiary device being thrown from the ground level into the second-story apartment. Mattis says nobody was hurt in the incident. Little to no damage has been reported. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
Plans are in the works for a large-scale solar farm in DeSoto, and it could be the largest in the nation. The solar farm will sit on 3,000 acres near Panasonic's forthcoming $4 million electric vehicle battery plant and could produce enough solar energy to power 500,000 homes. They're working on some of the infrastructure challenges now. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly announced that total tax collections for March 2023 were $758.3 million, and that's $64.9 million more than the monthly estimate and $78.7 million more than March of 2022. Individual income tax collections were $314.6 million, $438,000 less than the estimate, but $16.4 million more than March of 2022. And corporate income tax collections were $102.6 million, which was $75.6 million more than the estimate, and $74.9 million more than March of 2022. Combined sales and compensating use tax receipts were $275.4 million, which is $422,000 more than the estimate and $4.9 million less than March of 2022. However, the reduced year-over-year receipts for March from these tax sources are due in part to the reduction of state sales tax on food and food ingredients. The Consensus Revenue Estimating Group that consists of the Kansas Department of Revenue, the Division of Budget, the Legislative Research Department, and economists from the University of Kansas, Kansas State University, and Wichita State University will meet on April 20th, and the group will review the fall estimate and make any revisions that it may consider necessary. The Kansas Senate took a major step towards reducing property taxes for Kansans by adopting a constitutional amendment that would limit annual valuation increases to 4% for real property for purposes of property taxation. The amendment contains exceptions in the event property is renovated or sold, yet it would provide predictability for Kansans already feeling the pinch of high taxes. Combined with the Truth in Taxation legislation adopted in previous sessions, the amendment represents a significant step in the effort by Republicans to fight the sharp increases in property taxes that have repeatedly burdened property owners and made it hard for many Kansans to simply stay in their homes. Senate President Ty Masterson said that Kansans are rightfully fed up with shocking property valuation changes that defy logic, and for years, Republicans have championed property tax reform. He said now is the time to act, because if they truly believe property ownership is a cornerstone of freedom, then it must be possible for people to afford the taxes on that property. Marijuana laws are changing constantly across the country. However, one thing that hasn't changed is the legalities behind impaired driving. To help keep drug-impaired drivers off the roads, the Kansas Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reminds all drivers of the safety message, "If you feel different, you drive different." Gary Herman, the Kansas Department of Transportation Behavioral Safety Manager, said many people don't realize that it can be just as dangerous to drive while using certain drugs or substances as it is with alcohol. Marijuana, anti-anxiety medications, painkillers, and muscle relaxants are just a few of the many substances that can seriously impact one's reaction times and ability to drive safely. April 20th each year marks the unofficial marijuana holiday, which tends to see an increase in its use. But whether a person uses marijuana or another substance, they should never drive afterwards. As driving under the influence, penalties are not limited to defined alcohol concentrations. According to Kansas law, a person is driving under the influence if operating any vehicle while under the influence of any drug or combination of drugs to a degree that renders the person incapable of safely driving a vehicle. Herman said you should give your keys to a sober driver if you find yourself drug impaired and never get in the vehicle with an impaired driver. He also said if you have a friend or loved one who is impaired, step in and help them get home safely. And don't worry about offending someone, because they'll thank you later. More information is available on the Traffic Safety Campaign, "If You Feel Different, You Drive Different," by visiting the NHTSA's website at nhtsa.gov. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as a recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used to purchase transition backpacks. These backpacks include early learning materials and activities that are developmentally appropriate for three-year-old children and teach valuable concepts that they need to know for school success. And backpacks provide caregivers and parents activities for children that encourage engagement and learning. Tammy Dreiling, the DSNWK Family Services Manager, said they're very excited to be able to supply families with these special backpacks, as they will support both children and families by helping the children use the tools they developed while at KidLink for a smooth transition to their next level of education. And DSNWK wants to thank Midwest Energy for its support of the children and families serviced by KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to age 3 who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. These services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple counties in north central Kansas, and these include Osborne, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton counties. In Nebraska news, a Maryland man has been arrested following a high-speed chase in Dawson County early on Monday morning. At approximately 7:10 a.m. on Monday, a Nebraska State Patrol trooper observed an eastbound Chrysler Pacifica speeding at over 100 miles per hour on Interstate 80 near Lexington, and the trooper attempted a traffic stop. However, the driver fled, and the trooper then initiated a pursuit. The vehicle exited I-80 at the Lexington interchange, turned around, and began fleeing westbound on I-80. The van maintained speeds in excess of 100 miles per hour during the pursuit. Near the Gothenburg interchange, a Dawson County Sheriff's deputy successfully deployed a spike strip to slow the vehicle, and the van then came to a stop in the driving lane of I-80 at mile marker 214, at which point the driver was taken into custody without incident. Troopers then located 85 pounds of marijuana, 4 pounds of marijuana products, and a small amount of psilocybin mushroom products in the van. The driver, 30-year-old Antoine Getter of Baltimore, Maryland, was arrested for willful reckless driving, flight to avoid arrest, possession of marijuana more than 1 pound, possession with intent to deliver, possession of a controlled substance, and traffic violations. Getter was lodged in the Dawson County Jail. In Nebraska, the Low-Income Household Water Assistance Program, or LIHWAP, is available to help lower-income households with water utility services costs drinking water and wastewater. That includes deposits, reconnect fees, standard charges, standard fees, and taxes that are included in a Nebraska household's water utility service bill. The Department of Health and Human Services wants to ensure that all who are eligible have the opportunity to apply for the LIHWAP assistance program. And to qualify, households must have an income at or below 150% of the federal poverty level, or include an individual with an active LIHWAP case, meet the citizenship and residency requirements, be responsible for water utility services, and not be otherwise disqualified or ineligible. For Nebraskans unsure of whether they qualify, there's no penalty for applying if you're not eligible. Trained staff is available to walk applicants through the eligibility determination process, and if a household has an active or pending economic assistance case, the household may request LIHWAP without applying. Nebraskans can request or apply for LIHWAP in person at a DHHS office by calling 800-383-4278. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Norton County Hospital has reported in a news release that there has been recent media coverage of the financial performance of the Norton County Hospital and reported rumors that the facility is on the verge of closing. However, there is absolutely zero truth to those rumors. The presentation from the auditors in January indicated that the Norton County Hospital has had a bad year. However, the Norton County Hospital is not alone, as this is a particularly difficult time for rural hospitals across the country. They said that they are committed to working together to make financially responsible decisions to ensure that they preserve our local hospital. The Norton County Commissioners appointed two new members, Rich Miller and Jimmy Todd, to the board in January, and these appointments bring vast professional experience to the board. Jimmy currently is CEO and General Manager of Nextech. He has past experience serving on the hospital board in Ontario, Oregon, at an organization about twice the size of Norton's, and is also part of the CHI organization. And Jimmy has over 20 years of serving on boards of various organizations and associations at the local, state, and national levels. Rich has served at the Norton County Hospital for 43 years, being chief executive officer for over 30 years. In 2013, the Kansas Hospital Association awarded him the Charles S. Billings Award, which is the highest award for hospital leadership. The Board of Trustees is diligently working to ensure the ongoing success of the Norton County Hospital, as rural health care is vitally important to ensure health care for all of Norton's citizens and the surrounding communities. More information on the hospital can be found on their website at ntcohosp.com or on their Facebook page at facebook.com/Norton County HOSP. The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects that includes three bridges in northwest Kansas. The letting took place on March 22nd in Topeka, and some of the bids may include multiple projects that have been bundled based on the proximity and the type of work. In District 3, Northwest, this includes in Norton County for K-9 Bridge number 52 over Skull Creek, located 4 miles east of Junction K-173 for a bridge replacement. In Phillips County for K-9 Bridge 33 over Crooked Creek, located 3.6 miles east of the Norton County line for a bridge replacement. And also in Phillips County on K-9 Bridge 34 over Wolf Creek, which is located 7.6 miles east of the Norton County line for a bridge replacement. Also in Russell County, the high mast light towers. Doctors on Call airs on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays, and Les Kinderconnect, the senior producer director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from Central and Western Kansas. Doctors on Call is a live viewer call-in show hosted by Jenna Miller and produced by Smoky Hills PBS, which brings in medical professionals from throughout the state to provide medical information on their field of expertise. And each week, Doctors on Call highlights a new topic with a new doctor, and the program gives viewers the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. And the show today, April 11th, will cover dementia and long-term care with Dr. Tyrell Summers with the Russell Regional Hospital. To submit questions during the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having corn dog, sweet potato tots, pepper strips, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today is Cook's Choice. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 1 p.m., the high school varsity golf at Goodland, and at 3 p.m., the high school track at the Redmond Relays. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your weather forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 85 and breezy with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour today. For tonight, clear with a low around 54 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 54 and breezy with winds from 15 to 25 miles per hour. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 87 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, it should be clear with a low around 56 and windy with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 87 and windy with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers before 1 p.m. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 59 and breezy. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 70. And on Monday, sunny with a high near 74. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is west at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.19. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 32 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm gonna help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPR heroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped the first game of their series with the Texas Rangers 11-2 on Monday night down in Arlington. The Royals sent Zach Greinke to the mound, and he struggled for the first time this season. Greinke went 5 innings for the Royals and allowed a season-high 3 runs on 6 hits. He also only struck out 3 batters. The game was still tight when Greinke left, however, it was just 4-1, but things got out of hand for the Royals in the 6th inning. The Rangers scored 7 runs in the 6th, with 6 of the runs being charged to reliever Dylan Coleman. Coleman was unable to finish the inning as he got just 2 outs. He also walked 4 batters in addition to those 6 runs. The Royals will now look to regroup as they take on Texas in Game 2 on Tuesday night. It will be a tall task for the Royals, however, as they are set to take on the Rangers' ace and star offseason acquisition in Jacob deGrom. The Royals will send Jordan Lyles to the mound to oppose DeGrom. First pitch for Game 2 is sent for 7-5 p.m. on Tuesday night. KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? For your daughter's first birthday party, you planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We have a clear sky across all of the state with an elevated fire danger threat expected today through Thursday. A ridge of high pressure is building in, and that's allowed for some clear skies this morning with patchy areas of shallow fog. Temperatures are going to be running above average today from the upper 70s to mid-80s across the state. And we have a deepening low pressure on the eastern side of the Rockies that will bring us stronger winds tomorrow into Thursday. And we're watching a trough of low pressure also headed our direction from the west, arriving Friday into Saturday. That will increase the threat of severe storms, some of those with large hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. We have a red flag warning for fire danger in northwest Kansas today, or high temperature in the mid-80s. North central Kansas, sunny with a high 82. In northeastern Kansas, sunny and breezy with a high around 82 degrees. A red flag warning also in effect in southwest Kansas, or high in the mid-80s. Sunny with upper 70s likely in south central Kansas, 75 in the southeast part of the state. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off, as far as the livestock trade is concerned, still trying to build premium into the hog markets, but that is where also with liquidation taking place that we'll start to see the turnaround. Expecting at least steady cash trade this week as we broke the overall numbers since 2014, a little over 173 on the average price for livestock on the cattle side that took place. So it shattered the record set back in 2014. Mixed trade in the overnight grain markets. Wheat futures were down 4, as much as 9 cents higher. Corn futures steady. Soybeans 8 cents lower or higher on the old crop 4. on the new crop. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency.